I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
Oh, it's improved my marriage drastically. I was actually at the Zoom meeting yesterday, and that's what the lady was sharing as well, that she thought it was her husband's fault and she wanted to divorce him. But by doing her work and coming back to love to herself, she married the same guy.
You got to remarry Richard?
No, we did not like divorce or anything, but
not technically remarry, but like, well, yeah, energetically, yeah.
Yes, it improved the relationship drastically, because again, when you don't feel enough and you're not in loving relationship with yourself and you're looking for that outside validation and outside love, that's why I said love and money, they're on the same frequency, because we all want more safety when we think more money and more love is going to give us safety. But again, it's just an illusion. It's just the reflection of what's already there. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we love our listeners. Thank you for all your loyalty. This podcast is growing like crazy. We have been in the top 60 podcasts in America, out of millions of podcasts this week. So keep sharing this message with your friends that you don't have to go through life burned out and overwhelmed. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today we have a special guest who teaches exactly that. She is a personal friend of mine and an expert on helping high-achieving women create success without the burnout. Welcome to the show, Jules Lamb. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm happy to be here helping other burnt-out women and also be your personal friend, since we live practically in the same town.
You do, absolutely. So let me tell my audience about your amazing background. Jules Lamb is the founder of Interior Wealth Design and a seasoned creative entrepreneur with over 20 years experience. From owning an international restaurant franchise to a wellness boutique that empowered women through movement, mindfulness, and nutrition, she knows exactly how to help people from the inside out. And today, she coaches high-achieving visionary leaders who are rich in output, but bankrupt in self-connection. Through her signature interior wealth design framework, she helps women create wealth from the inside out. So tell us your story about how you even got to America from Russia, and then how you got to be an entrepreneur in the space of helping high-achieving women.
Okay, yes, I'm happy to do so. So I lived in Moscow and I was born in the Soviet Union, but I was living there when Soviet Union became Russian Federation and the doors opened and we suddenly got exposed to all the other countries and capitalism and all of our stuff that we had to deal with. So it was a very uncertain times. And with more fear and more survival and all of that, because...
How old were you when they opened up the country?
I was like in my early 20s, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and then when we had all that exposure and also America came with all the McDonald's and business and all of the other things, and essentially the curtain got pulled up and we... were able to compare, right? Like, oh, this is how other countries do things and this is how other people live and all of that. So, and of course, within me, I had a seed that was planted somehow through the divine. I did not speak the language of manifestation or abundance or anything like that. But by human design, I am a manifester. So, and I feel like there was something like that happening there, even though I couldn't put it in words. And I just had this firm decision. I'm moving to America. I'm like done with this. And I remember all my friends would be like laughing and kind of joking like, ah, so when are you going? And I would be just like, soon. Just like, when soon? I'm like, very soon. I just somehow had this very firm feeling like this is it. It's just done. Like now I can put it in words because I've studied, you know, manifestation and law of attraction, all of that. But back then it was just like that feeling. So, and I just started to kind of work towards that just by learning English. And then essentially I met my husband, like literally coincidentally, but serendipitously, I guess, on the street, on the Red Square. And then from that, we just had a long-term relationship. And
actually, when you met your husband on the Red Square, did you have an intuitive hit? Like, this is the guy that's going to take me to America? Or were you just talking to him?
No, I was with another friend and he was with a friend and we just started to talk. And I know you met my husband. He is a fun guy.
Yes.
Not a mushroom. He just started to talk and I was kind of practicing English and I was kind of catching his jokes and they seemed like nice people and we just kind of went for lunch. And then we started to write letters. No, I did not have that intuitive hit because like he was not from my perfect picture.
Yes.
But there was something there, like kind of hard to explain, I guess. And then we started to write actual letters with pen and paper, like those times. It seems like far away in the past, but it wasn't that many years back because we've been married for 26 years. But that was the time when we did not have a computer and a phone, like a regular phone landline.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we just kind of developed a relationship like this. And then to make the story short, so I came to Buffalo. But when I was in Russia, I was kind of learning about America. And I remember I was watching a show that was called The Money World with Adam Smith.
I don't know that show.
Yeah, no, it's not very popular, but somehow I have no idea how it was translated into Russian, but he was talking about capitalism, mm-hmm. like explaining, you know, what it is. And I don't remember, but that's what I remember, like about capitalism. And I also heard from him and also was inspired by other stories of immigrants when they go to America, the country of opportunities. They have $20 in their pocket and they just like free to go and create, you know, something. And I was really inspired by that. So in my head, when I came, I had my American dream, which was own your own business. And when you live in Russia, you're not exactly asking yourself, like, what would Jules want to do? Because when you're in survival, the language is different. So in a way, I feel like that kind of was my closure for survival. Like I knew I had to do a business in America so that I would survive. I didn't know what business, nothing. And then, so when I met my husband, he did not have that same idea of owning the business. He never even thought about it.
Well, he was not an entrepreneur.
No, because his image was he loves sailing. He's kind of like more free-spirited. And he says, oh, well, maybe just one day we can be on a sailboat sailing around the world and live in a boat. So we had different pictures here. And I'm like, well, I don't swim. I've been drowned. Like I've always been, not always like, but nearly drowned. So I was afraid of water. I wasn't able, I don't swim. I swim in the swimming pool when I can touch the bottom. And I'm like, no. The boat thing is not my thing. We're going to do the business. But because the way he is, he's just very explorative and curious. And it's like he was just perfect for the picture. And then when the opportunity came, we just jumped onto it. And I finished my master's degree and we packed a U-Haul And we moved from Buffalo, New York to Cincinnati, Ohio to open this franchise. And we started with one location and then we had two locations. And our contract was for 10 years. And that was basically the 10 years of the American dream.
That was Tim Hortons coffee franchise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You found that franchise. You were him.
What's the question?
Who found the Tim Hortons coffee franchise as a business? You were him.
Well, this is how the story goes. It's really funny. Well, first of all, because Buffalo is next to Canada. So we used to go to Canada a lot. And also Tim Hortons started to come to Buffalo and they just were expanding. And we liked the idea. So you go there, their coffee is good. And of course, in Canada, they're huge. So we just liked the idea. But then one day we were walking in this small town in Buffalo and I went to the Tim Hortons to use a restroom. And when I was coming out, they had a lobby and there was a stand and I looked at the stand and it said franchise forms, whatever that was called. But basically you pick up the form and you fill out the form that you're interested in getting a franchise. So I came out and I had the form and I was like, Richard, this is what we're going to do. And we looked into that and applied and went through the procedure and went to the donut school to Toronto and came to Ohio because that's where their beginning market was because Buffalo was doing great and they were just trying to expand to Ohio. So the program for that was very, very reasonable. Like we didn't have to come up with money and essentially like they helped you to get there.
It didn't cost money to own a Tim Hortons franchise.
No, it did, but they had a favorable program. So where we like could go and start and just invest a little bit. And then after 2 years, we actually got a loan and then started to pay. So like, because the market was new and that was a special program. So that's why it required for us to move because Buffalo was saturated. So, but then, yeah, we had the loan and all of that stuff.
So what's colder to live in, Moscow or Buffalo? What's colder climate?
Well, I guess they're about the same because when the winter comes, it's kind of brutal. So it's just cold. I guess the only difference is that because you go in the car, so you don't really feel it that much. But if you live in Moscow and you're using public transportation, so then you basically have to walk to the bus station and then have to walk to the underground and you really feel it. Then yeah. I guess in that sense, it's colder. Yeah.
Wow. So I love this. So you have come up with an amazing framework called interior wealth design. What is this framework and how is it different from other wealth building models?
Well, the interior wealth design is, it's a framework that helps women restructure their relationship with wealth from the inside out at the energetic, emotional, and the nervous system level. Mm-hmm. And we start with the inner capital, which is like the roots. So I kind of look at my system as the tree. So we started the roots and the roots are basically your self-worth, self-love, safety, nervous system regulation, and the capacity to receive what you're building. And if you're in a foundation, your roots are basically rooted in fear, hustle, and unresolved money blueprints, then there is no amount of success, money, or wealth is going to fix that. Because essentially, we're dealing with an inner perceptual issue with the outer solution, and they're just not going to match. And this has basically been my experience because no matter how much I was making, no matter how much I was successful, no matter how many more businesses I created, no matter how many certificates and studies I did, I still felt like I was not doing enough and I wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in that hamster wheel, keep going for more. And on the outside, yes, I looked successful and accomplished and smart and all of that. And like people would say that, but I wasn't even available to receive the compliments because within me, I did not feel that. And I was still running essentially on my old programming. It's kind of like my nervous system and my body got stuck in Russia. And I still had to fight to prove, even though my outside reality really has changed, but I wasn't even available to receive. I remember that when we were still running the franchise and we started to take vacations and we would go to the resort in Mexico, and it would literally take me like 3 days to unwind. Like right now, I understand what was happening because I understand the nervous system. I was actually in a state of freeze because when you go, 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 it's kind of like I have a little example. You're driving on a three lane for 100 miles an hour, and that three lane goes into one very quickly, and you're just going from 100, 120 to like, whoo, 30. And that's kind of how it felt. You go, 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 accomplish and do, 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 do. And then you come to the resort and they're taking care of you and you don't have to do anything. And there is beauty everywhere. And you're like, huh. And you're just frozen. Like, so, and it was really weird back then.
Going so fast. And then you slam on the brakes and you're like, what's happening? It's true with sleep. I think that a lot of high achieving women, their mind is going so fast all day and they're racing from activity to activity. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they even slow down to be able to sleep? So we are going to take a quick commercial break and we are going to talk to Jules about how to slow down our nervous system so that we can actually sleep, rest, have a vacation, enjoy a date night with our husband. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll be right back.
Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes, but if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code. I have tried a lot of skincare in my day, but nothing has felt this good. Skin to Mind isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good in your own skin. Every morning I start with Optimist, a light refreshing spray that wakes up my skin and my mood. Then I smooth on my New Day Serum and instantly I feel brighter, more lifted, and more me. It's like showing up to your day already aligned. And at night, I melt into new night, the most luxurious part of my wind down routine. It calms me, softens me, and it helps me let go of my day while my skin drinks in an all natural, scientifically proven product. This isn't just skincare, it's a ritual, a reset, a reminder, a return to yourself. If you're craving glow, ease, and a deeper kind of self-care, go to the show notes and grab your discount code. Skin to Mind will change the way you treat your skin and yourself. Imagine this, waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico. Starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields. Then, sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature 7 Pillars of Abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat, a luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I'm interviewing Jules Lamb, who shows women how to create wealth from the inside out. So how do we downshift from going 130 miles per hour to slowing down so we can sleep well, have a vacation, have a date night, receive? How do we do it? How do we slow it all down?
Yeah, that's a big question. How? Well, I've tried many different things, and I didn't even know what I was going for or after, because when you don't know and your body has never experienced, it just feels like far off part that doesn't exist. So my journey brought me to yoga, and even then, I did yoga exactly how I did everything else. When Shavasana time came up, I was like, I don't have time for this. I packed my stuff and I left. And I did that for a whole year. And then again, my body wasn't really feeling good anymore. And the whole franchise was going crazy. I started to explore a little bit more. So I went into more mindfulness part of it. And I really got into meditations eventually. It took me some time. But also what happened with meditations, which I understand now again, but I didn't understand then. So when you run on your nervous system, sympathetic energy, which is that fight and flight, which is energy of action, we actually want to have that energy. Because sympathetic is not bad. This is where we create stuff. But when it's on that dysregulated level, which is above your kind of regulation, which I really didn't have. So basically it becomes anxious and active. So when you hear all the time, and then I started doing meditations and I really got into them. But now I understand what was happening because I was using meditations to escape. So I got so good at meditating, I would just go into that state, I set my alarm for my next appointment, and I'm like, 1 hour, right? And I just go in the state, and everything feels good, and I remember sitting there, and the alarm goes, and I'm just like fighting with myself, like, oh, I don't want to go to reality, oh. And I would come to like the yoga class and say like, oh, I meditate for an hour, no problem. I can turn off my mind, no problem. I got it. And they're like, yeah, awesome. But I struggled. Like, I go into life and it's like, I don't want it. Like, I'm so tired of it. It's just, I'm tired to fight. I should meditate. So, in a way, a lot of times, and I work with some people who are like in that spiritual path, again, like, it can be used as an escape as well. And I feel like sometimes the information that we receive out there about the nervous system, which many mainstream sources say, well, just feel calm, just be calm, just be calm. Well, actually, this is not the purpose of the nervous system. The purpose of the nervous system is not to be calm, but actually be resilient, present and alive, so that your system, your nervous system, and life, they can be in that responsive relationship so that I can actually have appropriate intensity, like, right, to respond to whatever life is bringing to me, and we are co-creating with it. Just like, you know, simple example, you know, if I see a wolf here in my backyard, I want to have an intense nervous system that pulls me away and run.
Yeah.
Or if I am at work, let's say, right, and my employee calls me names, like I want to have a nervous system who can respond and take charge and be empowered. So that's why I believe with that misinformation, a lot of people get confused. And I was definitely confused as well. I was like, well, calm is a good thing. But again, the nervous system runs basically on three main points, which is fight, flight, and freeze. And the freeze essentially is calm.
Mm-hmm.
Too much calm is going to be not good again, because like we have a regulation point where basically a zone where we are responsive and we're responding and we're alive and we're present. But too much calm brings me here.
Yeah.
My meditation, which is again, too much calm is not good. I'm basically out of life. Like I'm not alive. And this is kind of like how most of the time I was feeling. Like I would describe myself. It's like I'm just sleeping and my eyes are open.
Yeah, just like going through the motions. I remember I was driving with my then boyfriend up La Cienega Boulevard in LA, which is a hill. It was at night. All of a sudden, a car crossed over the double yellow line and came into our lane and was heading straight to me. Wow. And straight to our car. And you better believe I screamed my freaking ass off. So I understand what you're saying. Like it's good to be calm, but there are some times in life where you do need that fight flight. You do need that rush of adrenaline to, you know, lift the car off your child or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The question is, how does that relate to money though? Like how does having a deregulated nervous system versus a heightened nervous system, like how do we apply that distinction to money, making money? And where do women, high achieving women, have it all wrong?
Yes. Well, it's very much connected because our nervous system, it's like a container, and essentially it's our capacity to receive. And yes, when we are in business, we are creating wealth in many forms. And one of them is financial. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of women, again, when you when your self-worth is rooted and connected, like that entanglement, when I have more money, I'll feel safe. I'll feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that condition. So that money now become a part of your worth.
So people, women, both men and women listen to this show. So people are not allowing themselves to feel safe. They're in a scarcity mentality like you were when you moved from Russia. And even though they have the chance to make money, or maybe they even have the money around them, because they're in a scarcity mindset, they're not enjoying it, or maybe they're pushing the money away because they're talking like, I don't have any money, I'm always broke, life is hard, everything's got to be a struggle. So they're not allowing the money to come to them. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, when your nervous system braces against money, then yes, even when you get them, so there is no capacity, because subconscious is always going to win, because subconscious resides in your body and essentially controlled by the nervous system as well. And the self-worth is essentially how you received love from the parents. And essentially we are going to the roots again, which is your childhood money blueprints. And money has the same essentially energy as love, because we want more love and more money so that we feel safe. They're sharing the same equation. So that's why love and money, they're running on the same system. So that's why it's how you received love when you were a child. That's what built your self-worth and also like whatever your nervous system was as a child, because we all have different kind of capacities even to begin with. So that's where self-worth is built. And essentially,
self-worth is built while we're children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And through the nervous system that we were born with already as well. And then all of our entanglement, what we see our parents do, how they interact, and then obviously the world. Because especially as a child, we are more living in the body because our prefrontal cortex is still developing and it's like fully developed when we are 20. So that's why we live through the mirror neurons. We are mirroring our parents and whatever is going on. And we live in those senses and feelings, which is again our subconscious, which is the channels of the body. So that's why the body does not speak the same language as the mind. So like if I'm like this, right, and I'm, you know, sitting here and being nervous and anxious, and I can just say from my mind, just be calm. It's just not going to work because my body feels it. It's triggered. It's anxious. That's why I have to go in the body and speak the body language to bring my body to safety and grounding and into this moment. And that requires other channels of communication, which is the sensation and the motion and the posture and all of that. But going back to money, so essentially, if you don't feel safe being you, like be you, like speak up, ask for support, say yes when you say yes, say no when you know, like all of that, which is again going back to the love and worth, then there is no amount of money or amount of success is going to fix that. Because again, what we're dealing with is your inner perceptual issue with the outer solution. And they're just not going to match because it's my relationship with myself what is being reflected in money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that wealth, that success, that business, whatever, all of that reflects my relationship with myself, with my safety, and with my loving myself.
So what are three steps that a high-achieving woman or person could take to slow down and learn how to receive more money?
Yeah. So the step number one is awareness. You probably have heard of this one. And where I perhaps come into play, I call it the autonomic awareness. So that's why with my clients, I always educate them on the nervous system states. They have some worksheets that they're working on to understand their own autonomic states.
Autonomic nervous system, which means, yeah. What does that mean for someone listening who doesn't know what the autonomic nervous system is?
Well, it's like the system of a body that basically runs automatically. So like a breath, like our heartbeat, like our digestion, like blinking of the eyes, all of that. And, that's why it happens unconsciously or subconsciously as well. And that's why a lot of times we bring mind and logic into the equation. But again, what we're dealing with is the body that is subconscious. It's not like when I feel anxious, it's because my body has been sending signals and receiving signals from outside and from within me. So like if my heart starts beating faster, so that adds an anxiety. Like if I'm, anxious about our interview, right? So that's why I might not be even aware of that unless, again, I start noticing, I start coming back to the body, I start coming from the head to the heart, to the body, and just noticing. So in that awareness, creates that connection. And then when you understand your own nervous system states, and you can also pinpoint, again, for the mind, it's going to create certainty. It's kind of like on the map, like, oh, I'm here. I'm actually in fight. or flight or whatever, just that anxious energy, and you pinpoint that, and that gives you that sense like, huh, interesting, it's happening. And I know what's happening because, like, I've done my worksheets, I've paid attention, like, I know me. Mm-hmm. That's that sense, like, I know me. Because, like, on that map, when we get lost, we get excited. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm here. Now, from here, I can go anywhere. That's why awareness is the first step. And it also creates that sense of pause.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We are getting the three ways right now to deregulate our nervous system so that we can receive more wealth. And we're going to cut to a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
Achievers know this. Just because you can push through fatigue doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife, but it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious three-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just three easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine, just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. So you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Jules Lamb. She helps women create wealth from the inside out. She is teaching us how to slow down to speed up, make more money. So the first step is awareness of where you are. Are we in fight flight? Are we in the autonomic nervous system? Are we efforting, freeze, fawn? These are all different terms to describe where you're at as far as your nervous system regulation. What is step two?
Yes. Well, I'm just going to add a little bit to the step one. So when we feel first like that physical and perhaps name it what it is, also the autonomic state also has a story. So because story always follows the state. So in the nervous system and how we understand now through the work.
That's a good thing to quote. Story always follows state. What does that even mean?
Because according to the work of Stephen Porges, who also done the recent research on the nervous system and polyvagal theory, that's what it's called nowadays. Most of the information, which is 80% of information, comes from the body to the mind. to the brain. So, and then the brain sends the signals into the nervous system and all of that. So that's why when we're just living in the mind and the logic, we're really limited to anything. And also the mind only knows the mind, which essentially mind knows what it already knows, because this is that stage of predictability. So it just knows. If I was heard before when I was on the podcast last time, so then the mind is gonna quickly do the action, and the body starts already like being anxious, right? Because it's kind of like goes into the Rolodex of the experiences, and boom, we know what protection we need to do. And then again, it all happens kind of subconsciously. So that's why when you understand the nervous system and the subconscious, which again lives in the body, so you cannot just mindset yourself out of whatever your body feels, which again, you have to come here. So when you're here physically, then you also start noticing your story. That story might be very familiar because, again, mind only knows what it knows. If it feels your body this way, the story goes like that.
Right.
So for me, in a lot of times, the story was kind of like not good enough, not do enough or whatever, or some flavors of the stories depends. So that's step number one, awareness on the physical level, understand your story. And then number two is basically you allow. So, because a lot of times what we've been used to and also have been trained in our family and society, we are trying to fix it.
Yes.
Something is wrong. And then it becomes like whatever I feel in the moment, in the present moment, like this present moment is wrong. Like I have to fix it. But actually, there is nothing wrong. Because as a human, you're here to feel human stuff.
Yeah.
And the human stuff is emotions, and essentially emotions, it's our energy, right? So it's that energy in motion. And our nervous system is like this electrical impulse. It's like a bunch of energy, basically, what we're dealing with. And if I am feeling something in the moment, and then you come to me and say like, Jules, everything is fine. I don't know what you're getting about for. Like, really? I'm fine. You're fine. We're fine. Essentially, what happens, you're just disregarding how I feel.
Yeah. And people do that. It's called gaslighting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then essentially, if I don't have this understanding, and that's where I was before, the next step for me, like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Next time it comes in, I'm in fight. I'm constantly in fight. And when I'm in fight and flight, and I'm an ambitious woman, guess what I do? I book everything on my schedule so I'm busy and I don't have to feel that, right? And then I keep going, and I do more goals, and I do more certification. And then as soon as I go to that resort and feel nice and safe, everything just kind of floods. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with it. I'm just going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next response. Like when the fight is not there, we go to freeze. And then you go back to your normal and familiar and keep going. And let's say that you have the easy money or money come in. Like you know, you're in business, you have money come in and money was coming in and still come in. And I'm like, okay, next.
Yeah, you don't enjoy it.
Yeah, because money is also in that world, it's a currency. It's a representation of energy. And just like any energy, any currency wants to flow and be in the flow. That's why when we receive money, in a way, we need to become the stewards of money. So like I need to have capacity to like enjoy it and spend it and invest it and make more and circulate and give and all of that. But if I come from Russia and I've learned to save and I'm an excellent saver, like, yeah, saving money, boom. Come to me. Spending money? Oh, no. That's why my nervous system capacity has to, you know, increase. So, again, step number two is going to be allowing and accepting what's there to be there. And this is where basically what I'm explaining here is the qualities of love. Mm-hmm. Because love is all about being seen, being heard, being just talking to yourself. So And this is creating that connection. So now I'm not denying that part of me who got anxious or that part of me who has the story, I'm not good enough or whatever. Now I'm bringing her in. And in quantum physics, we have this experiment, the observer's effect, which essentially when we observe the object changes. Mm-hmm. Or like when we observe the energy dissolves. Mm-hmm. So that's why by bringing my attention to my anxious self and that story. So
I didn't know it. When you observe energy, it dissolves. That's a new teaching. So if you observe energy, if you're like, oh my God, I'm really anxious right now. I'm feeling like butterflies in my stomach. Then that helps dissolve it by just naming it.
Well, essentially with energy, you cannot destroy or create energy. Energy changes form.
Okay. So
that's why by me just pushing it away, it's kind of still builds up there.
Yeah.
But being with it in the moment it comes, accepting and allowing, that energy changes form. So that not enough becomes enough, because really neither one exists, because what exists is wholeness.
Right. So what's step three?
So step three is going to be taking aligned action, basically. So when you're aware, you accept it and you implemented some tools or some strategies, depends like on what we're working on. And then from that, you come to like your wholeness, like your body feels now aligned, especially if you're working towards something like expanding. From that place, you just take next aligned action. Mm-hmm. Because in the nervous system, what's very important to note, especially for ambitious women who can go, this is like, that's what I've learned. There's this principle that is called titration. Mm-hmm. Because again, too much too soon is going to get me out of my zone of regulation and just puts me through the roof. And again, my nervous system, my body is not going to feel safe. And then essentially that what I'm working on becomes kind of like, oh, I don't want to do this. That's why it's very important to, again, working with your nervous system and titrating. Mm-hmm. You're just doing a little bit at a time and build safety. So it's kind of like, I like to use this little toy. So because I believe we're here to do that. This is constant, which is contract, expand, contract, expand, contract, expand. Mm-hmm. And how much you can expand is going to rely on this point here. So this is the safety. So how much safe I feel now around the money, then I expand a little bit, a little money come in. Then my safety grows a little more and safety grows even more. And now it's like this. And then the energy of money sees that I'm fine to spend, invest, circulate, not to hold on and control it. And it's like, essentially, I'm not a safe place and not even big place to receive. That's why I remember like back then I started to write checks for our franchise. And of course, they run like in thousands. And I just came to Russia and we didn't even have money or financial system. And I was like, you know, shaking my hand, writing those checks for whatever, like paying for food when your truck comes in. I would go in this whole, you know, nervous system shutdown. And not sleep at night because, you know, if I knew what I know now then, it would have been helpful. But basically, that point of safety, that's what helps us to, so to speak, open the next door for consciousness and expansion and then step in. So, and again, our nervous system is different for everyone. So that's why two women might be doing the same work, the same business, but they might have a very different experience because of their nervous system capacity. And of course, like nervous system basically holds a whole life experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So how has this helped your marriage, your 27-year marriage?
Oh, yes. Sit
down and be calm and, you know, not be so in your head and racing energy. How has this improved your marriage?
Oh, it's improved my marriage drastically. I was actually at the Zoom meeting yesterday, and that's what the lady was sharing as well, that she thought it was her husband's fault and she wanted to divorce him. But by doing her work and coming back to love to herself, she married the same guy.
That would happen to you. You got to remarry Richard?
No, we did not like divorce or anything, but
no, not technically remarry, but like energetically. Yeah.
Yes, it improved the relationship drastically because, again, when you don't feel enough and you're not in loving relationship with yourself and you're looking for that outside validation and outside love, that's why I said love and money. They're on the same frequency because we all want more safety when we think more money and more love is going to give us safety. But again, it's just an illusion. It's just the reflection of what's already there. So, and that's why when I wasn't feeling enough, like, yeah, so like everything was kind of his fault. Like, he doesn't give me enough. He's not enough. Whatever is not enough. And it just goes there. So, but when I started rewiring my nervous system, I actually realized how much of my past, like my patterns that I developed as a child, actually become triggered and they react. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what essentially like trauma is all about, is when my body reacts to the triggers that whatever body feels, but they actually are not happening. So it might be something like, you know, my husband talks and he's not even saying anything. Like, he's a really nice guy.
Yes.
But my body just triggered because it's like, kind of like, that's a simple example. Like, you know, I will be like home by myself and whatever. And then as soon as I, as soon as I hear my husband at the door, I run to the kitchen and start doing dishes.
You act like you're busy.
Yes. Because again, like, he never said anything. Like, he doesn't care really. He comes and just asks, like, did you have fun? Like, yeah,
dishes. But your self-worth is tied into always being productive and busy. So you think you're being a good wife when you're like busy doing the dishes, but when you're just relaxing at home, you feel like you're not a good wife. So I can totally understand how this has improved your marriage. And if you're listening, it can improve your marriage too. What is the last question, and then we've got to wrap up, but what is the number one myth that women have about wealth creation?
Well, we just kind of talked about it, because the myth is that more money or more success is going to make you feel loved and safe and worthy. Mm-hmm. And that's the myth. And sooner you understand that, sooner you understand that everything that is happening around you and reflects that within you, it's also your invitation to come back home to yourself, to your own heart, to your own wholeness. And guess what? When you fall in love with yourself, this is actually a form of the regulated nervous system. because the regulated nervous system is the receiving system. But also, when you get to know yourself, the formula becomes very easy. It's for me, for you, for us. Because when I'm happy, you're happy, we're happy. When you're happy, I'm happy, we're happy.
And you can apply that to romance or business.
And there is no priorities. That's why, like, when I work with my clients, they like, I have to prioritize myself. But that's what happens when you prioritize. That becomes somebody has to be last and somebody has to be first. And that never works. It's always going to crush and come back to you. Because again, it's a very scarce and limited approach.
Yes.
But I believe spiritually we're here to separate and experience that human experience, but also come back to wholeness as the divine and human and do that dance. That's why nervous system is a beautiful way in a way, kind of like the divine creator gave it to us and said, like, hey, you have the keys and you can get stuck and look through the keyhole, or you can open the door.
Absolutely. Well, people are going to want to open the door with you because you have so much wisdom. Where can they find you online and what is your website?
Yes, thank you very much for this question. So my website is jewelcoaching.com. So in jewel, it's like precious stone, jewel spelling. And my Instagram is In Body Love Energy, which is I-N, In Body Love Energy. And on Facebook, I'm as Jules Lam. So yeah, you can find me there.
And you just wrote a book. Tell us about the book and where to find that.
Yeah, so that's the book. And you can find it on Amazon. And this is just a collection of divinely channeled poems about love as I've been going through my own journey to love. That's why it's called Lasting Opening of Vital Energy. Because I believe that when we have those coping strategies, like character armors, one of the Austrian psychologists calls it, we close our heart, stay in that survival mode with the heart that is closed. And this is where it becomes kind of like life is happening to me and you owe me. It's like, I feel sad and I feel victim. So like, make me happy kind of thing. That's why like my husband actually told me like, you know, I'm doing everything, but do you really have to make yourself happy? And I was like, what?
I absolutely can't wait to dig into your book. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. You were absolutely amazing. And we're going on a business trip next week to Dallas. We're going to have so much fun together. You're going to help me stay in my calm, you know, deregulated nervous system energy. If I start getting too hyper or stressed, just rein me back in. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we are helping you be aligned, not do the hustle and grind. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m. even after doing all the biohacks? You're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high-quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter, go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes. Most skincare only cares about what you see in the mirror. But Skin to Mind is the first of its kind, a luxurious three-step ritual that works not just on your skin, but on your mind. It's the first skincare line to explore the skin-brain axis. It's been scientifically shown to help women feel 94% happier and calmer. Let that sink in. This isn't just about glowing skin. It's about feeling more grounded, more radiant, more you. And it only takes three simple steps morning and night. No overwhelm, no guesswork. Just an elevated, luxurious ritual that helps you reset, restore, and reconnect. Because beauty isn't just skin deep, it's soul deep. Go ahead and go to the show notes and grab yourself a discount code and try Skin to Mind for yourself. Your skin and your nervous system will thank you. You guys, here's what I really love about Vita Essentials. It's not hype. It's cellular science you can feel. Most NAD plus supplements don't actually work because your body can't use NAD directly. The molecule is too big. Vita Essentials gives you NMN, the bioavailable precursor your body needs to make real, usable NAD plus for energy and cellular repair. The result? clearer thinking, more strength, less crash. So if you're tired of being tired, support your energy at the source, your cells. Go to link in show notes to grab your discount code.